effectively, Lord, and open our ears and open our hearts to receive from you. And everyone say, amen, amen. All right, so check this out. Anybody tell me what happened this past Sunday? No. Huh? New Year's Day. We walked into 2000 and what? 17. So look at your neighbor and say, Happy New Year. Give him a high five. Happy New Year. Now, I'm going to have some interactions, so I need you guys to make sure you're paying attention here. Okay, so what is the thing that transpires usually before, prior to New Year's? What is something that we have a tendency to do? New Year's resolution. All right, so here we go. I'm going to ask you guys a couple questions, so just stay with me here. How many of you here thought about setting some resolutions for 2017? Raise your hand. Raise your hand, raise your hand, raise your hand. How many in here went as far, and this is like, I know I may not get any kind of response with this question, but how many of you in here went as far as to write some New Year's resolutions down? Anybody, just a couple? That's cool. Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that. Just a couple. How many of you already began to implement your New Year's resolution? You know, like on Sunday, you woke up and you were like, game on. And you started implementing your New Year's resolution. Some of you in here, I'm excited because we have a future. You guys are goal-oriented, and you're out there to do something great, all right? Now, for those of you here that begun to implement your New Year's resolution, how many already have failed already? You failed when you got up Sunday morning. You were like, I'm going to go to church Sunday, but you didn't go to church. Okay. So check this out. Listen, out of all the people that set out to do New Year's resolutions, right, only 45% of them actually began them. Now, that may not surprise you because there was less than 45% here. But only 8% of people that set out to do resolutions actually achieved them. Only 8%. So a lot of times we have this mindset. Now, I'm sure a lot of you in here could bear witness with this because when the new year comes around, you're thinking, man, a clean slate, 2017, a new year, a new era, a new time, right? A new slate for you just to, you know, just to begin to walk in and everything could be fresh, everything could be clean. So with all that being said, and I just want some interaction with the crowd, okay? Make sure you don't see anything that I could get in trouble for in a recording, okay? So please, and I don't have to edit it. What do you think, okay, this is not a trick question, what do you think is the most common resolution? Most common. This is your personal opinion.
To improve on yourself.
To improve on yourself, that's good. Oh, okay.
To work out and eat healthy.
To work out and to eat healthy? Yeah, that's, yeah.
To have more resolutions.
To have more resolutions. That's very deep and inspirational. Kanye. You're going to get a mic, but you can't talk like Kanye, okay? You got to be Jesus-like, okay?
Play more 2K.
Play more 2K? 2K like in NBA 2K? See, I know what you're talking about, Kanye, okay? Now, Jacob, I'm going to give you the mic. You got to be nice. This is your one opportunity because you can mess it up.
Do better in school.
Do better in school. So have you succeeded in that, Jacob? No. You woke up Sunday. His new school was Wednesday. You already messed up before you went to school on Wednesday. So listen, you know, I don't have any stats. Statistics on what is the most common, but I would like to think that the most common resolution out there, most common in my opinion, would be to lose weight, to get healthy, to exercise. That's probably one of the most common, okay? And there's nothing wrong with that. Now, obviously, to achieve that, there are some obstacles. There are some temptations. It's not easy to do that. So I want to sympathize with some of you in here tonight, and I found a video for those of you in here that your goal, your mindset was to have a healthier 2017. Watch this video.
Hello, it's me. I've avoided you forever while consuming calories. I love donuts, mac and cheese. They say kale is antioxidants, but I'm anti-leafy greens.
Hello, can you save me? I'm in calisthenics dreaming about Netflix and Mickey D's. When I was younger, these jeans used to fit me. Now my booty's got them bursting at the seams. There's more circumference to my gut and no gap between my thighs.
Hella cravings for some fries. I did one push up and I cried. And my glutes are shaking every time did I lunge. And this gluten free bread tastes just like a sponge.
Hella pizza. Keep saying just one more slice, and I feel so hangry. Breakfast, dinner, and lunch, and the ice cream truck is the only reason I run anymore. Hello, CrossFit fanatic. I know what you're gonna say. I'll get addicted once I'm at it. And I know you mean well. But if you shout at me just one more time, I might commence to snap. And
it's no secret that Zumba class is the last thing on my mind. Stationary boy, that's just what my body's crying. Emotional scarring with every swap that I've done. And this veggie smoothie makes me wanna throw up.
Hello, I'm in bagel bites. Crispy
So how many of you could relate to that right there, huh? So listen, this word resolution is a word that I really feel with all my heart that it could easily just be said and not even really thought about. You know, a lot of times we set out to have a resolution, to make a resolution, right? We don't think about what it really means to have an actual resolution. Think about it. Only 8% actually achieve their New Year's resolution. Only 8%. And you can see why when you look at the word and how it's defined. Resolution is a firm, everybody say firm, decision to do or not to do something. The action of solving a problem, dispute, or contentious matter. Firm decision to do or not to do something. The act of solving a problem. So how this word is defined shows us why only, you listen, over 92% of people do not achieve their New Year's resolution because they're not firm enough in their decision. They're not taking the action that is necessary. They're not doing what it takes. Majority of us here work relentlessly to achieve some of the resolutions we set out to achieve. We really don't factor in the sacrifice and the commitment that it takes. We work so hard to be made new in different areas of our lives, yet if we neglect one thing, it's all meaningless. It's all meaningless. We work so hard to achieve certain things that we want to find ourselves doing. We set goals, we have ambitions, we have dreams, we have all these things that we like to see accomplished in our lives. But let me tell you something, if you lack one thing, it is meaningless. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. It says, Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here. So I want you guys to understand something. You can set all the resolutions you want. You can set all the goals that you want. You can have all the aspirations that you could have. You can have all the dreams that you want to accomplish. But let me tell you something. If you are not in Christ, it's meaningless. If you are not in Christ, it is meaningless. It is pointless. So this is what I wanted to do tonight. I want to set a New Year's resolution for you. I want to give you one. Whether or not you choose to accept it is totally up to you. So I want you to hear me out as I challenge you with a resolution. Now, I know we're a couple days in, but it's never too late. This would be the year that you're truly in Christ. That you will make the commitment this year that you will say, you know what, I truly want to be in Christ. No back and forth this year. No wishy-washy stuff. Not just when it's convenient for you. That you're going to be in Christ every single day, not just on Sundays and Wednesday nights. Not just when you're out of school, but when you're in school as well. Not just when you're not alone with your boyfriend or girlfriend, but at all times you will be in Christ. 24/7. See, I want you guys to understand something, man. That when you make that decision to be in Christ, amazing things will happen in your life. Amazing things will transpire. You will find yourself at a place that you've never been before. So let me read this scripture again. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, because we're going to break it down. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here. And this is key in here. Keep that scripture up there. It says, therefore, if anyone. Everybody look at someone and say anyone. 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 Therefore, anyone. It doesn't matter what class you're in. It doesn't matter what grade you're in. It doesn't matter what race you are. It doesn't matter what nationality. It doesn't matter what language you speak or how smart you are. It's anyone. So when it's in the word, it's in the word. That means it's for us. So right here it says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, that is a promise for those who are in Christ. Not in it for themselves. Not in it for religion, just to follow rules or regulations, just to fit in. But someone that's in relationship with Christ. So let's just think about it for a second. Upon further review, just reflecting on your own personal life, are you in Christ? Because I believe with all my heart to be in Christ is to be in relationship with Him. That's what it is to be in Christ. So 2016's gone. It's done. There's nothing you could do about it. How was your 2016? Were you in Christ? Were you in Christ? Let's even take it a step further. In 2016, if Jesus came back at any moment or you passed away at any given time, would you be in heaven? Because if you were not in Christ, if you were not in relationship with Him, you wouldn't have been there. To be in Christ is to be in relationship with Him. To be in Christ is say, you know what? I'm looking forward to heaven. And I'm going to do whatever I can to live for Him. That's what it is to be in Christ. Do you guys realize that you're not guaranteed tomorrow? To be in Christ is to live right now, this moment. So therefore, if anyone, everybody say anyone, is in Christ, they have a relationship with Christ, the new creation has come, the old is gone, the new is here. So this is what I says in my notes. Jesus changes those who come to Him by faith and are in Him. The saved, those that have said, you know what, Jesus, come into my heart, change me. They're not just forgiven, they are changed into a new creation. You're new. So you make that choice to be in Him. If you claim to have a relationship with Him, you are a new creation. You're being created. to something new. I've said this so many times here in youth. You don't have to be perfect. You're being created. And as you continue to be in Christ, as you continue to walk that relationship out with Him, guess what? You're going to continue to evolve and continue to be made new over and over and over and over again. It's a process. It's a process. It's a grind. So how can we continue to be made new? I mean, here it is, man. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22 through 24. Throw off your old sinful nature and your former way of life, which is corrupted by lust and deception. Instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. Renew over and over again. Put on your new nature, created to be like God, truly righteous and holy. So 2017, man, can we do our best to get rid of the junk and to trust in Him, to be in Him? Not just when it's convenient, not just when we want to, not just when we feel like it, but to be in Him every single day of our lives. And as we walk with Him every single day of our lives, guess what? He's going to make us new and new and new and new. And new. We work so hard to change things that, you know what, in so many ways, really doesn't matter, because you know what? We focus so hard relentlessly to do certain things that don't determine our eternal destination. But here we have something that truly matters, something that truly will help us, something that will truly change our lives, and not only our own personal lives, but those around us. When we're in Christ, we're going to be made new, and we're going to change, we're going to be different. But I think what the problem is a lot of times is that we are only leading ourselves, and we're not letting Him lead us. We're only leading ourselves, and we're not letting Him lead us. So you've got to make that choice. To be made new, you've got to be in Him, and you've got to let Him lead you. Can we all stand, bow your heads, and close your eyes? If you could pick a worship song over there on a playlist. To truly be in Christ. With every head bowed and every eye closed, no one messing around with candy, no one messing around with drinks. Just, if you have something in your hand, just put it down. Put your phones in your pockets. Because if you get anything out of tonight, this is what I want you to get. This is what I want you to get. This is what I want you to leave with. This challenge that I've issued you. To be in Christ. We're not supposed to dwell in the past. We're not supposed to think about the past. We're supposed to continue to move forward. But I don't know about you. I want my 2017 to be better than 2016. I want to start off on the right foot. I want to be led by Christ. I want to be obedient to Christ. I want everything that He has in store for me and my family. I want to be blessed. I want to be made new. I want to walk in forgiveness and in mercy and in grace. I want to do what I am called to do. I want to be obedient to Him. Because I read it this morning, man. For me to obey God, to do as He says. Goes on to say in what I read this morning, listen, that if I want to build a solid foundation for my life, I must be obedient to Him. And if I walk in disobedience, if I choose to do things in my own way, let me tell you something, I'll be swept away. I want to build a solid foundation. Do you want a solid foundation for 2017? We got to begin to say, you know what? I want to be in Him. I want to be in Him. So whether or not if you set New Year's resolution, this is my resolution to you. And this is between you and the Lord. This is your opportunity to make a commitment to say that in 2017, I want to do whatever I can to be in Christ. I want to do whatever I can to be in Jesus. I want this year to be different. I want my relationship with God to be stronger. I want to do whatever it takes to take it to the next level. And if that's you, begin to walk your way up to this carpet right here on this stage right now. If you're saying 2017, I want to be in Christ. right now. Don't wait. This is your resolution. This is you. This is what you want to do. This is what you want to see in 2017. You want to be in Christ. Don't let nobody else make the decision for you. Anybody else? It's a cool thing, y'all. I want you to listen to me. This is something that you don't walk out on your own. If you try to do it on your own, you're not going to be successful. This is something that you walk with Him. His word, it says, He'll never leave you nor forsake you. He'll be with you every single step of the way. He'll be with you in the valley of shadow of death. I mean, He's going to be with you every single step of the way. Anybody else? Anybody else? You want to be in Christ? So if you're still at your chair, still standing near your chair, you're saying, you know what, I am in Christ. I don't need to come up here and make a commitment, so be it. But I want to thank these students for coming up here. Leaders, if you could begin to pray for these students. It's not too late if you want to make that commitment. 2017, I'm going to be in Christ. I'm going to be in Christ. I'm going to be in Christ. I'm going to walk this thing out. Is anyone else? Leaders, if you have to grab several students at one time and pray for them, that's fine.